It's the end of a long week, and how is the economy going? Well, we have one of the smartest guys I know to talk about the economy. We have Larry Kudlow on, and how are you, Larry?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Good. Is this now this bill passed the Congress today? Any chance of passing the Senate? What say you?
I say, save America, kill the bill.
Well,
kill
we all
the
agree.
Entire bill. In fact, there's nothing good in this bill, and I hope Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema will stop it. And I hope Manchin is good to his word, because he has said inflation is way too high and government spending will feed it, and we should pause until inflation starts coming down. And earlier this week, Janet Yellen at Treasury said inflation is staying longer than she thought, and it might come down in the second half of next year. So I think Manchin should stay with that.
Larry, this is David Patterson.
Let me finish.
I'm sorry.
Can I finish my point, please? No spending bills, at least until the second half of next year. Let's have a pause for, 9 months and see where it happens. Because right now, the economy is in a kind of inflationary blow-off stage. So that's my hope, John Katz. I think stop the bill.
I'll give you my opinion, and I've given you my opinion before. Inflation is higher than people think it is. It's continuing to go up. Prices are continuing to go up. The Thanksgiving turkey dinner is more than ever before. And I am worried about it. And Janet Yellen, smart lady, but I don't think she's right about waiting to 22, but the summer of 22. But let's see what happens. What else?
Yeah, I mean, so basically, we don't want any more spending bills. That's the key point. And I hope they block it in the Senate, truly.
Well, both of you gentlemen will be happy to know that, in a sense, it's already blocked now. The bill passed 220 to 213. Democrats voted against that bill. Democrats voted for the bill.
Except for one. There was one vote.
Right.
There was one vote.
And Republicans all voted against it. So it's really, with the bill just barely getting out of the House, unless it's severely altered, it's not going to get out of the Senate. And the price of the bill went up from 1.85 to 2.1 trillion when it was supposed to have been split after Biden had it originally at 3.8 trillion.
And Larry, it's Richard Weinberger. A statement was issued by Senator Lieberman and Governor Hogan on this, saying they were in favor of the infrastructure bill, but they're dead against the reconciliation bill. This is not compromised. It's not bipartisan. It should not be a one-party bill.
Who said that?
The No Labels group, which is headed by Governor
Senator
Hogan
Lieberman.
And Senator Lieberman.
Well, they're right. I mean, they're completely right. Again, with inflation moving higher, we don't need any more federal spending. And by the way, there are some very nasty tax increases, which will do great damage to small businesses and therefore employment and productivity. Some terrible tax hikes in there. So save America, kill the bill. I hope that Manchin stays tough. He can kill the bill.
Well, we just had John McLaughlin on, and he made a statement before that 70% or 70 or 80% of people from West Virginia, Manchin's territory, said kill the bill. So,
yeah.
We hope that the Manchin listens to his own constituents.
He's got good hometown backing. Look, the other stuff in there that we've talked about, and I continue to strongly oppose. The Democrats want a lot of new transfer payments, but you don't have to work to get them. And that's not a safety net. That's just expanding welfare and separating work from assistance. And I think that does a lot of damage to the economy. I think it does a lot of damage to families. I think it does a lot of damage to communities. This is a terrible idea. So that's still in there. And Manchin has spoken out against that. He wants work requirements. He wants mean tests. And he wants tough eligibility. So that's good. And, you know, I'm all for legal immigration. I'm for legal immigration. But I'm not for illegal immigration. And in this bill, there is a provision for almost unlimited welfare payments to illegal immigrants. And I am completely opposed to that.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
It's absolutely crazy. You want to talk about immigration, which we probably should. Let's have a separate discussion about the border and the security and the requirements to become a U.S. citizen. I'm all for that. But this just rewards people who come in illegally. It's a terrible idea.
I identify as an illegal immigrant.
You came from Albania.
You're trying to get that money.
Do I get that payment? The payments? If you can identify as something else, can I identify as that?
It's definitely a magnet, Mr. Cutlow. One other question. Do you agree with the CBO? I think their scoring was $350 billion.
No, it's the silliest thing. Look, they...
They
have to do what their masters tell them to do. So the masters in the Democratic Party from the Rules Committee said, score these as 1 or 2 year spending programs. So obviously they want them to be permanent, but the CBO has to do what they're told to do. So you have 10 years of tax hikes and 2, 3, 4 years of spending increases. So those numbers don't mean a thing. Listen, the University of Pennsylvania Wharton model and the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget model says it's a $5 trillion spending bill. And I think that's exactly fair because they're pushing the spending programs out 10 years, which is what the Democrats will want. And the taxes are, I don't know, $1.5 trillion, $1.7 trillion. So it's nowhere is paid for, but it's all phony and gimmicks. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it's the underlying policy principles. That's what concerns me. Too much spending, too many entitlements, too many transfers, no work requirements, and too many tax hikes. And I thought, incidentally, Kevin McCarthy, John, you had the party for him. Kevin McCarthy gave the most brilliant speech I've seen from a House Republican leader in at least 3 decades. He was a fighter. He laid out all the principles. He showed the disagreements. And he went on for about 8 hours, which is incredible. So I loved what he did. I just loved what
he did. Broke all records.
Tremendous.
I didn't think it was in him. I got to be honest with you, Mr. Cutlow. I've been turned off with the Republicans and their ability to fight. I mean, I felt good watching him for the first time. Yeah. To see the party really stand up and stiffen their back a bit. I mean, I join you in that.
Do not underestimate Kevin McCarthy. I know him very well. He's a very strong player. He's a hard worker, and he's going to make a great speaker when the Republicans win 50 or 60 seats next year and retake the House. He'll make a great speaker.
Larry Kudlow, thank you, and have a great weekend, and we'll be listening to you tomorrow every Saturday from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock on WABCRadio.com worldwide and in the New York area, 770 on the AM dial. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.